and abundantly more than we can imagine. We have a God who is exceedingly and abundantly more than we can imagine. Have you ever thought about how big God is? I have. And sometimes when I think God's this big, I have to remind myself, well, no, he's bigger than that. So then I think, okay, he must be this big. But then I have to remind myself, well, no, he's bigger than that. And then when you keep going, you think he's so big that I can't even imagine, that I can't even conceive that he's bigger than what I can even imagine. It kind of is nonstop and goes on and on. It just blows my mind. I like to say it blows my socks off. He's so big. He's just exceedingly and abundantly more. You know, in the morning, I often like to play a worship song like that when I wake up in the morning. I find that it sets my mood for the day. I feel good when I'm going to work. And in the last few weeks, I've been playing this song. And I've been finding that as I've been getting to work and I'm sitting down at my computer, I've been singing the song in my head and humming it along. And it's just such a wonderful feeling to know that when I'm at work in the world, in my mind, I'm going, God, you're exceedingly and abundantly more. When clients come into the office, I talk to them, I make them an appointment, and then off they go. And in my head, I sit back down at my computer and I'm humming, God, you're exceedingly and abundantly more. And when we worship, worship reminds us of what is true, even when our circumstances around us are falling apart. That's the beauty of why we love to praise and give you these beautiful worship songs, because it reminds us of who God is, and we can take that into our world. And it's beautiful just to have that song in your mind as you go throughout your day. I sometimes need reminding of who God is. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have bad days, and my mum, we like to call them blubby days. I'm just feeling blubby, you know, because you can't really describe it. Someone asks how you're going, you're just like, well, I just feel blubby, a bit blah, right? And I'm having a blubby day, not feeling so good. And the beauty of having these worship songs and the beauty of knowing who God is that you can just push it aside and you can remind yourself that none of that is true, that I have a God who is bigger than my feelings. I have a God who is bigger than my circumstances. And not only that, is he bigger than our circumstances, we have a God who wants to come into our circumstances. We have a God who sent his son to be there with us in the midst of what we're going through. Many of you may know that I have a beautiful daughter named Hannah. She's 19 now, so she's just finished school last year. And my daughter Hannah has an intellectual disability. And all last year, when she was in year 12, I knew that the year was coming to an end and school would no longer be there with us. And for this year, Hannah goes to a day program 4 days a week, and she needs a support worker full time to be with her and care for her. And so all last year, I've been praying that God would provide me with a support worker for Hannah. And I know some of you know this story. And I prayed all year last year, and I was confident that God was going to give me a support worker. And you know why I was confident? Because he's done it before, and God is a God who provides, and he knew what I needed. So I prayed all last year for these support workers, waiting for them to come. So much so that if you're confident in God like that, you start looking. You're like, maybe God will do it over here, or maybe he'll do it over here. And he always does it where you least expect it most of the time, and you're not thinking about it anymore. And one day, the week before New Year's, so in December last year, I'm at the park with my husband and our daughter Hannah. We're in the park and we meet this young lady who is there doing support work for another little boy. And she comes up to me and she says, is your daughter's name Hannah? And I said, yeah, it is. And she goes, oh, my brother, who is 19, went to primary school with Hannah. So I recognize her, and this lady's a few years older again. So I recognize her. And straight away my husband goes, do you do support work? Like, are you looking for a job? You know? And she has become our support worker this year because God provides. But you know what's even more? It's even better than that. Her mum, who I would have met many years ago when our children were in primary school, her mum started an organisation connecting people with support workers. Because I don't only need one, I need several. And so now, this mum, who runs this organisation, whenever I need another support worker, I'll send her a text message, and her job is to find me more support workers. And you know why? Because our God is exceedingly and abundantly more than we can imagine. And He will do the same for you. So right now, on your prayer cards, those red cards that you have, if you haven't already, I'm just going to give you 1 minute to write down your prayer needs. If you don't want to write it down, just think about it in your head. And then in a moment, I'm going to pray for these. And we're going to pray that God would do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can imagine. So I'm just going to give you a minute now to write on those cards. I'm going to pray now. So if you want to look down at the ground, you want to close your eyes, hold the prayer card in your hand, however you feel comfortable. And I'm just going to pray for our needs. I'm just going to pray for different topics, different areas. And in your mind, as I pray for them, if you think, that's me, yes, God, that's me, just say that in your mind. And if it's not, say a little prayer for the other woman in the room that maybe that's her area of need. So Lord, right now, you see us all here. You see us individually, sitting, standing, wherever we are, Lord God. And you know our needs. You know the deepest part of us, Lord. You know the deep desires of our hearts. And Lord, right now, we are all asking, each of us individually, Lord, would you come and would you provide for us, Lord? Would you fulfill the desires of our hearts, Lord? Lord, for those of us here who need provision, whether it's financial, whether it's material, something else that we need, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would provide for us what we need. Lord, we pray for job opportunities. We pray for doors to open. We pray for conversations that would lead to new things, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. Lord, we know what it's like to look at our children and grandchildren and see them trying to hold the weight of the world on their shoulders. And Lord, we want to help them, but sometimes we just can't. Lord, we pray right now that you would come into those situations, that you would be there for our children, our grandchildren, that you would be blessing them, that you would send your hand of protection over them, that you would give them peace where they're feeling anxiety, Lord. We pray that they would come to know you and that we would be there to help them when they ask. Lord, I pray for every woman here right now who's going through a health battle, Lord. There are so many different things that we can be going through, Lord, but you know the detail. Lord, we pray for the doctors and nurses who are caring. We pray for the conversations that we need to have. We pray for your strength. We pray for your blessing and peace as people are going through these health battles, Lord God. Lord, I pray for peace. I pray for peace in the world, but Lord, I also pray for peace amongst family members. I pray for peace where maybe there has been tension for many years, Lord. I pray that you would come, that you would bring forgiveness and love and peace to situations that seem like they're never going to end, Lord God. We trust in you that you will bring that peace, Lord. Right now, if you've never asked Jesus into your life, if you don't know what it is to have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just right now in your mind, no one needs to know. You can just say in your own words, Lord, I want you to come and be the center of my life. Would you guide me? Would you help me to know the right way to go in life? Would you forgive me for my sins, Lord? What I want you to do right now, if you've got your prayer card, I want you to just hold it in your hand. And if you wrote something down on it, I'm just going to be quiet for the next minute. And I want you to pray your prayer to God, because you know the detail. Let's be honest, as Rosemary said. Say all the words that you want to say to God. Because as you've heard me say here, there's nothing special about my words. They're just normal words having a conversation with God, and we can all do that. So I'm just going to stand here. I'm going to pray for my own intention, and I'm just going to be quiet, and I encourage you to pray for yours. So you can pray now. Lord, you've heard our prayers. You've heard the deep desires of our heart. And Lord, even if we didn't have the words, you know what it is that we need. So I pray right now, Lord God, that you would be exceedingly and abundantly more in our lives than we can even imagine. And that, Lord, the next time that we get together, that we would be able to hear amazing stories of what you have done in everyone's life. And Lord, we ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.